What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today, for our Patreon story, we're going to start with a question from Renzo. He has been messaging us every week, I think, complimenting our stories and writing nice questions, but the last one he sent sounded really fun to me. Renzo asked, "What if Mr. Eric did an interview with Fred the dog?" He went on to say that I could ask Fred, "How did you get turned into a zombie? What's it like being a zombie? What do you do when you're not on an episode for fun?" Well, Renzo, thank you so much for all these great ideas. But before we get started, we've got a quick thank you to another 3 patrons.
Yeah, I'm here today to say thank you to Emerson. I think you've got a fine pirate name, Emerson. So if you ever find yourself in What If World, look up Petey the Pirate.
Thank you, Petey, and thank you, Emerson. Then we had Finn and Mirren, who wanted to hear from Fred. Well, I guess we should just get him in here now, then.
Yeah, I'm already here, Mr. Eric.
Fred, I married your mom. You can call me Dad if you want.
No, I think Mr. Eric just worked fine for you.
Okay, Fred. Can you thank Finn and Mirren?
Oh, Finn and Mirren, you two are so nice. Mr. Eric is very lucky to have you.
Thank you, Fred. I agree.
He's so lucky to have you. He should give you treats all the time.
I can't actually give them treats. They're, like, through the microphone.
Mr. Eric should be so nice to you all the time. He's so lucky. Why don't he just take you on walks and talk
about... Fred, are we really talking about Emerson, Finn, and Mirren anymore?
Oh, yeah, of course, Mr. Eric. Who else would we be talking about?
I think maybe you're telling me that I should take you on walks more often?
Yeah, but not when it's hot outside. I don't like going out when it's hot outside.
Yeah, well, Fred, it's been a really hot summer.
And could we just leave Ginger home next time we go for a walk?
No, Fred, she's your sister.
I don't know about that. She don't look much like me.
Well, yeah, I mean, she is adopted. Oh my gosh, Fred, your mom never told you?
Oh, hang on a second. You're saying Ginger not my real sister?
Fred, of course she's your real sister. She's part of our family.
Hang on a second. Does that mean Otis is not my sister?
Well, no, Otis is your brother.
Yeah, but Otis is really different. He, like, climbs up on things all the time, and he goes to the bathroom in a box.
Well, Otis is a cat.
Aha! Now I got you, Mr. Eric. Cats and dogs are different things. Otis can't be my brother.
Oh, boy, I should have talked this over with Miss Karen before agreeing to this interview.
This interview is over. You just turn my life upside down.
Oh, no, Fred, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, we've all been a family for 4 years now, so, you know, it's for real.
I'm out of here, and there is no stick small enough that wouldn't make me stay.
Wait, what? You want a stick? That it make you feel better?
Yes, zombie dogs love sticks.
Oh, but well, when you're in What Is World, I don't think you're a zombie dog. Actually, that kind of brings us to our first question. Do you remember how you got turned into a zombie dog in the first place?
Oh, it was many stories ago.
Fred, no, we're not gonna do a flashback.
Oh, well, why not?
I had a different mic back then. It's not gonna sound the same.
Okay, could we do like a dramatic reenactment?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Okay.
All right, Fur Force, let's go save that person that we're saving in this particular story.
And right at that moment, Fred the dog was poked by a stick. At least I'm pretty sure that's how it went.
Oh no, I poked by stick. I guess a zombie now. The end.
The end.
Yeah, but your voice is weird. Let me do it. The end.
My voice is weird? Have you ever listened to yourself?
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Hang on. No. To back it up.
Oh, well, it's just you have a tongue that's too long for your mouth, so it makes it difficult for you to pronounce things. It's not your fault.
Mr. Elwick, I am perfectly intelligible.
You're right. You are perfectly intelligible.
Don't overpronounce the thing that I just underpronounced.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will stop overpronouncing the things that you underpronounced.
Stop repeating the things that I say so they're more understandable.
Okay. But here, why don't I just put the headphones on you and I'll play it back so you can hear your voice.
Okay, go ahead, put the headphones on me. Fred, you can't shake if you want the headphones to stay on.
Sorry. I just don't like things on my ears. Go ahead, put the headphones on me.
Okay.
I don't bite that foot. Get those off of me.
I'll just play it on the computer then.
No. I'll be good this time, I promise.
Okay, just hold still.
Okay, I'm holding still. Holding very still.
Fred, you're moving. Stop juking around. Well, now you ran across the room.
I don't want those headphones on me.
Okay, Fred. No headphones. I'll just play it.
Of course, the quality of the sound won't be as good.
Fred!
Oh, sorry. Oh no, I poked my stick. I guess a zombie now. The end.
Wait, that's how I sound?
Yeah, they say that because of the shape of our skull, our voices always sound different.
Mr. Elwick, why you keep dropping these bomb shells on me?
I'm so sorry, Fred.
My brother and sister adopted. I got a voice like a ticklish baby.
Fred, it's okay. I sound really weird when I listen to myself, too.
Yeah, you sound really weird all the time. Me and Ginger agree, you make weird noises.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you dance funny, too.
I have some fun dance moves.
I didn't say fun. I said funny. It's not as good.
Ow, jeez. Okay, well, I guess we're even, Fred.
So you turn my life upside down and I say that you not a very good dancer. So yeah, we even.
Okay, Fred. Why don't we go on to the next question?
Fred, what's it like being a zombie?
Oh, it's really hard. So I just want to take lots and lots of naps. And also, I have a craving for stick brains.
Right, the brains of sticks.
Yeah, because what if world zombies eat different things?
And you never know where you're gonna find a stick brain. Sometimes it's at the bottom of a bowl of kibble.
I don't put sticks in your kibble.
Sometimes you wanna walk, but someone dropped food on the ground. And you gotta eat it just in case there's a stick in there.
Is that really why you try to eat everything?
And you stinky all the time when you're a zombie. Even after mommy and daddy give you long bath and try to brush away all your fur for no reason.
Oh, it's just because you get a little smelly.
Of course I do. I zombie dog.
Are you sure you're a zombie dog?
Of course, ever since I got poked by that stick.
Okay, how badly did you get poked by that stick?
It went right through my skin.
Oh, gosh, Fred, I'm so sorry. I'm remembering that story now. How big was the stick again?
Well, sometimes you exaggerate when you tell stories, but it was about this big.
Okay, folks at home, dogs aren't really good with measurements. He's holding his paws about an inch apart.
Yeah, it was a really big stick.
Fred, we normally call that a splinter.
Yeah, a sticker. I like stickers. They like little sticks.
No, a sticker's something that's sticky.
Yeah, brown and sticky.
No, that's not how that joke goes.
It's not a joke, Mr. Elwick. It's life as the zombie dog.
Yeah, it's just you've always kind of been stinky and ate a lot of sticks and slept a lot.
Oh my goodness, are you saying I've always been a zombie dog?
No, when Miss Karen rescued you, you were clearly a living dog.
When Miss Karen what?
Oh, you know, rescued you from the
evil vacuum?
No, from the shelter.
Wait a second, are you saying I'm adopted too? Are any of your children real?
Fred, we don't have kids. We have pets. Maybe down the line.
Oh, my world is so locked right now. I think I need a really big stick to chew on.
Okay, Fred. Yep. Let me just run outside real quick.
Well, Mr. Owl, go and you'll get a stick. I just want to let you know that I know I'm a rescue dog, and so Ginger, an oldest rescue cat, but I really like messing with Daddy. I mean, Mr. Eric. I call him Mr. Eric because it really make him mad. But he a good dad. He pretty good. Whenever my ears get itchy from eating too many sticks, Daddy the only one who can clean my ears out right. And when Ginger tried to eat my food, Daddy say, no, no, Ginger, you let Freddy eat the food. And that's pretty nice.
Okay, Fred, I got you. Sorry, it was just really heavy.
Mr. Eric, that stick's as big as you.
Yeah, fell off a tree.
I don't know, Daddy. That's too big. I can't get my mouth around that stick.
Did you just call me Dad?
No, Mr. Eric, you misheard.
Well, I'll just go find you a smaller stick.
Okay, I'll just keep sitting in your chair. But why don't you leave that stick while you go find a smaller one?
Yeah, no problem, Fred, but we're good, right? You and me?
It's going to take a lot of chewing before I figure Dad out.
I understand. I dropped a lot on you today. You probably are a zombie. I was just trying to be entertaining.
Okay, so let's get to the last question. You say, what do you do when you're not on an episode for fun?
Yeah, I can read too. Don't tell him.
So, I like to enjoy the final things, like waiting for mommy come home. Sniffing my bum. Sniffing ginger bum. Chewing on sticks, that's weird, that's good stuff. Oh, and every once in a while, for change of pace, I sniff Otis bum. But he don't like that so much. So advice to all you kids at home, don't sniff your cat bum, okay?
Okay, Fred, I had to run to the park, but I found you, like, a really solid medium-sized stick. Sturdy enough to chew, not so brittle I have to take it away. Should be perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I'm sorry we didn't tell you sooner about Ginger and Otis and how you're maybe not a zombie, but maybe you are. I still don't know.
I think I could get over it if you just take Ginger and Otis and send them back to the pet store.
Nice try, Fred. But once you've rescued someone, you're kind of responsible for them.
Yeah, I know. I had to learn that lesson as part of the Fur Force.
Oh yeah, what's it like being part of What If World's cutest group of rescuers?
Leader of Mr. Eric. And they're pretty sweet. Except when cats get stuck in trees. They don't like a long, stretchy pug tom wrapped around them for some reason.
I can't imagine why.
Hey, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, Fred?
This is a pretty good stick.
Well, I'm glad you like it. And folks at home, I hope you enjoyed this quick episode.
I'd like to thank Mommy for being good Mommy.
Yes, thanks, Karen Marshall O'Keefe.
And Uncle Jason for drawing me.
Yes, and some other What If World art, sure.
Oh, and Craig Martinson. I like that song, even if Daddy play it too much.
Yes, thanks, Craig.
And all you kids at home who have ever rescued a bug off a ground, or a frog from a pool,
or been nice to an animal you know, or even one your own family rescued, having a pet of any kind is a lot of responsibility. And it might not be possible where you live, but that doesn't mean you can't be kind to every creature you meet.
As long as you keep your distance from the dangerous ones.
That's right, Fred. Thank you.
And until we meet again,
keep wondering.